Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 8. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. One. Where will Eva go at the weekend?
What are you going to do at the weekend, Eva? Are you going to the beach as usual?
No, actually, I'm not. It's too cold. But I am going swimming.
Are you going to the pool in the park?
No. My grandparents live near a river. We're going there.
Now listen again.
What are you going to do at the weekend, Eva? Are you going to the beach as usual?
No, actually, I'm not. It's too cold. But I am going swimming.
Are you going to the pool in the park?
No. My grandparents live near a river. We're going there.
Two. How much are the coach tickets?
Have you got the tickets?
Yes, I bought them online.
I'll pay you for mine. How much were they?
£26.30.
That's expensive.
That's for the 2 tickets. You only pay me half.
So, £13.
£13.30.
Now, listen again.
Have you got the tickets?
Yes, I bought them online.
I'll pay you for mine. How much were they?
£26.30.
That's expensive.
That's for the 2 tickets. You only pay me half.
So, £13.
£13.30.
Three. Who is Helen going to the basketball match with?
I'm going to go to the sports centre this afternoon. Do you want to come?
Maybe. Are you going to watch the basketball match there with your sister?
No, she doesn't like basketball. My mum doesn't like it either.
So, who are you going to go with?
My grandmother. She was a very good player in the past.
Now, listen again.
I'm going to go to the sports centre this afternoon. Do you want to come?
Maybe. Are you going to watch the basketball match there with your sister?
No, she doesn't like basketball. My mum doesn't like it either.
So, who are you going to go with?
My grandmother. She was a very good player in the past.
Four. Where did the story of the film take place?
That was wonderful.
Yes, it was great. I usually prefer love stories, but it was really exciting.
Yes, the plane accident at the beginning, and then all the animals and insects.
I loved the end, when they finally got out of the jungle.
Yes, and their friends were waiting for them.
Now, listen again.
That was wonderful.
Yes, it was great. I usually prefer love stories, but it was really exciting.
Yes, the plane accident at the beginning, and then all the animals and insects.
I loved the end, when they finally got out of the jungle.
Yes, and their friends were waiting for them.
Five. How is David going to his grandparents?
I'm going to stay with my grandparents next week.
That's nice. Do they live near you?
No, it's about 20 kilometres.
Ah, so you can't cycle there then?
Not really. There's a bus, but I'm going by train so I can take my bicycle. I like cycling in their area.
Now, listen again.
I'm going to stay with my grandparents next week.
That's nice. Do they live near you?
No, it's about 20 kilometres.
Ah, so you can't cycle there then?
Not really. There's a bus, but I'm going by train so I can take my bicycle. I like cycling in their area.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about a school trip.
Good afternoon, everyone. I've got some information for you all about the school trip in a few weeks. We've got the date now. It will be Wednesday, the 31st of August. That's the 31st. Now, as you know, we are going to Newtown Zoo. Tell your parents that's Newtown, N-E-W-T-O-W-N. Now, we will leave the school at 8:30 on that day, so don't be late. For this trip, we aren't going by train because it's too expensive. So this time we are going by bus all the way. The price is £10, but that includes lunch and drinks. So please don't bring food. But there is something which you should bring. It's August, so the weather should be fine, but still bring an umbrella just in case it rains, please.
Now, listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone. I've got some information for you all about the school trip in a few weeks. We've got the date now. It will be Wednesday, the 31st of August. That's the 31st. Now, as you know, we are going to Newtown Zoo. Tell your parents that's Newtown, N-E-W-T-O. W-N. Now, we will leave the school at 8:30 on that day, so don't be late. For this trip, we aren't going by train because it's too expensive. So this time we are going by bus all the way. The price is £10, but that includes lunch and drinks. So please don't bring food. But there is something which you should bring. It's August, so the weather should be fine, but still bring an umbrella just in case it rains, please.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Daisy talking to her friend Paul about her summer holiday.
Daisy, good to see you again.
Hi, Paul. Nice to see you too.
Did you have a good holiday?
It was terrible. I went to France with my family for 2 weeks. Well, 13 days, actually.
Really? That's not very long.
No. We wanted to stay for 3 weeks, but we weren't happy, so we decided to come back early.
What was wrong? Was it the hotel?
Actually, the hotel was okay, but the food wasn't good in the hotel, so we had to eat in restaurants all the time, and that was expensive. My parents didn't have enough money to stay any longer.
Was the hotel near the beach?
Well, the advert said it was, but it wasn't.
How long did it take to get there?
It took about 10 minutes.
Walking?
No, by car. It was much too far to walk. And of course, it was very hot too.
Was the sea warm?
It was quite nice, but I preferred not to swim there. The hotel had a pool, and that was okay.
What was the journey like there and back?
We drove, and it took a long time. So my sister and I got a bit bored at times. But some of the countryside was beautiful. And I had my computer games and she had her music. So it wasn't too bad.
Now listen again.
Daisy, good to see you again.
Hi, Paul. Nice to see you too.
Did you have a good holiday?
It was terrible. I went to France with my family for 2 weeks. Well, 13 days, actually.
Really? That's not very long.
No. We wanted to stay for 3 weeks, but we weren't happy, so we decided to come back early.
What was wrong? Was it the hotel?
Actually, the hotel was okay, but the food wasn't good in the hotel, so we had to eat in restaurants all the time, and that was expensive. My parents didn't have enough money to stay any longer.
Was the hotel near the beach?
Well, the advert said it was, but it wasn't.
How long did it take to get there?
It took about 10 minutes.
Walking?
No, by car. It was much too far to walk. And of course, it was very hot too.
Was the sea warm?
It was quite nice. But I preferred not to swim there. The hotel had a pool, and that was okay.
What was the journey like there and back?
We drove, and it took a long time. So my sister and I got a bit bored at times. But some of the countryside was beautiful. And I had my computer games, and she had her music. So it wasn't too bad.
That is the end of part 3. Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Number 16. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What must each student do this evening?
Okay. Now, as you know, it's the school sports day next week. You have all the information about the day, but I'm giving you a letter now which we need your parents to sign. It's very important because it says that you can travel to the stadium. So please ask your mother or your father to sign the letter this evening and bring the signed letter back to me tomorrow.
Now, listen again.
Okay. Now, as you know, it's the school sports day next week. You have all the information about the day, but I'm giving you a letter now which we need your parents to sign. It's very important because it says that you can travel to the stadium. So please ask your mother or your father to sign the letter this evening and bring the signed letter back to me tomorrow.
Seventeen. You will hear a father talking to his daughter Julia on the phone. What's the weather like at Julia's summer camp?
Hello, Julia. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you, Dad.
Are you having a nice time?
It's okay, but we can't do much because the weather's not very good.
Oh, dear. It's lovely and sunny here. Is it snowing there?
Don't be silly. It's warm, but it's raining really hard.
17.
Hello, Julia. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you, Dad.
Are you having a nice time?
It's okay, but we can't do much because the weather's not very good.
Oh, dear. It's lovely and sunny here. Is it snowing there?
Don't be silly. It's warm, but it's raining really hard.
18. You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Molly. What happened to Molly's homework?
Did you forget to do your homework last night, Molly?
No, sir.
Well, you haven't given me your homework yet.
Yes, I have, sir.
But look, I haven't got it.
I put it on your desk before the break.
How strange. I've checked twice and it isn't in this set of books.
It's here, sir, on the floor under your desk.
Ah, thank you.
17.
Did you forget to do your homework last night, Molly?
No, sir.
Well, you haven't given me your homework yet.
Yes, I have, sir.
But look, I haven't got it.
I put it on your desk before the break.
How strange. I've checked twice and it isn't in this set of books.
It's here, sir, on the floor under your desk.
Ah, thank you.
19. You will hear a boy, Harry, talking about his hobby. What has he just heard?
You look very happy. Have you won a prize with your robots?
Not exactly. You know that story which I sent into Future Science magazine?
The one about the robots which start to have feelings?
Yes.
Well?
I've just got an email to say that they are going to put the story in the magazine.
That's wonderful. Well done.
17.
You look very happy. Have you won a prize with your robots?
Not exactly. You know that story which I sent into Future Science magazine?
The one about the robots which start to have feelings?
Yes.
Well?
I've just got an email to say that they are going to put the story in the magazine.
That's wonderful. Well done.
20. You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Sue. What does he want her to do?
Could you give me a hand, Sue?
I'll help when I finish this email.
I need you to help now.
Why?
Because it's raining. The washing on the line is getting wet. Can you bring it in while I put the garden chairs in the garage?
Fine.
17.
Could you give me a hand, Sue?
I'll help when I finish this email.
I need you to help now.
Why?
Because it's raining. The washing on the line is getting wet. Can you bring it in while I put the garden chairs in the garage?
Fine.
That is the end of part four. Now look at part five. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Alice talking to her teacher about the class party. What will each person help with?
You know that it's our class party tomorrow, Alice.
Yes, I love parties. We had a really good party last term.
Yes, it was good. Let's make this one even better.
Yeah!
Now, I know that you have been away for a couple of days, so there are only a few jobs left.
Okay, so who's doing the food?
Sam said that he will make sandwiches and snacks.
Great, he's good with food. Shall I bring some drinks?
Well, actually, Hugo is going to bring lemonade and orange juice and some other things.
Ah, okay. What's Holly doing?
She wanted to do the music, but nobody liked the songs which she chose, so now she's doing the flags.
Oh! Are we having flags? That's nice. But she's not very good in art class.
Really? Well, I've agreed now.
Ben's going to put together some songs. Ben? All right. That will be interesting.
Now, Charlie is going to write some quiz questions.
A quiz? That's a great idea. We didn't have a quiz last term. So, what's left?
I forgot to do anything about hats. Could you do those?
Okay, I'll make some in different colours. I've got lots of coloured paper at home.
That's a good idea.
Now, listen again.
You know that it's our class party tomorrow, Alice.
Yes, I love parties. We had a really good party last term.
Yes. It was good. Let's make this one even better.
Yeah!
Now, I know that you have been away for a couple of days, so there are only a few jobs left.
Okay, so who's doing the food?
Sam said that he will make sandwiches and snacks.
Great! He's good with food. Shall I bring some drinks?
Well, actually, Hugo is going to bring lemonade and orange juice and some other things.
Ah, okay. What's Holly doing?
She wanted to do the music, but nobody liked the songs which she chose, so now she's doing the flags.
Oh! Are we having flags? That's nice. But she's not very good in art class.
Really? Well, I've agreed now. Ben's going to put together some songs.
Ben? All right. That will be interesting.
Now, Charlie is going to write some quiz questions.
A quiz? That's a great idea. We didn't have a quiz last term. So, what's left?
I forgot to do anything about hats. Could you do those?
Okay, I'll make some in different colours. I've got lots of coloured paper at home.
That's a good idea.
That is the end of part five. That is the end of the test.